Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where you vote on what we spend our time talking about. And you have been voting in ways that Lizzie Doyle and Mike Keaney consider questionable. There are categories here that they're dreading, if I'm being completely honest with you, but we're going to do our absolute best to give you all sorts of chat about the categories that you wanted us to talk about. With me, I've got not only Lizzie Doyle and Mike Keaney, I've also got Paula Murphy and I have got Neil Atkinson. How are we all doing today?
Excellent.
Really good, yeah. Thursday, so it's my weekend for me. I've just knocked off work and I'm done.
You've got the air of a woman who's just starting her weekend.
Thursday night's party night.
And that's only a cup of tea you've got there, is it? That's not like you're not getting into the bevies already.
No, I'm actually, there's people coming around in about 15 minutes. I'm literally having a party because my actual job in this new school is I am actually social secretary. So I'm having a party. So while I'm on this call, there's probably people going to turn up in my garden.
Get them on.
It's all right. You can walk in the house, you know, where everything is.
Well, look, Paula's got places to be and people to see, so let's get started on LSC current. Your options were Nico Williams, Harry Wilson and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, but 38.8% of you wanted us to talk about Harry Wilson, a player who Liverpool have said they will not be loaning out again. Whether that will be the case or not is something I'm sure Neil Atkinson has a lot of thoughts on. Neil?
I think that they'd like very much like not to loan him out again. I think they'd very much like to sell him. I think that there's a fair chance that they managed to do that. But if it came to it and he wasn't going to get any game time for Liverpool, I think they would sell him. They would sell him pretty much. Would loan him out very, very close towards the end of the window. I think he has to go. And I think it's all a question as to what Liverpool have as the fee for him and what they are happy to accept in the short term rather than send him out on loan for another season. I think if he stays, I'd be amazed if he plays a competitive match beyond the fourth round of the AFL Cup. He might possibly get that. But even there, you know, I think Liverpool's front three for the AFL Cup games will be Rhian Brewster, Takumi Minamino and Harvey Elliott. So, you know, I wouldn't be picking him. I wouldn't be giving him time on the pitch ahead of Harvey Elliott, frankly. So I think it's really, really tricky for him. And I think he should go. I think he will. But it would not surprise me if Liverpool end up being put in a position because of how the market works that they end up feeling as though they've got to loan him for another season so they can try and get 20 million for him next season. And that'd be bad for Liverpool, but there's nothing else that's to be done.